check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Head toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Tired of the bullshit, gone dust your shoulders off. Keep it moving, yes, Lord. Trying to get some new shit in there. Swimwear, going to the bullshit. Come now, come dry your eyes.
So, if I'm not very much mistaken, Ash, this is your selection of music that you think is the bee's knees to introduce part two of our chat. And if I may say, you said you're honest and you're forthright and you are out there. That is the worst music I've ever heard. What, that is shit. What is that?
I did not expect anything less from
well,
you.
Well, who
but
is it?
I thought, let's just jazz this up a little bit. Let's fast forward to modern day times, shall we? That's an artist called Lizzo, who is currently in the top 10 charts around the world. She is a humongously amazing woman. She is black and she is somebody that's
she's
just...
She's a large black woman?
She's large, but she's all about body positivity and she doesn't give a stuff what anybody thinks about her.
Well, I'm glad she doesn't give a stuff because that's bloody awful.
Oh, my God.
That's shocking music. What genre is that?
I guess it's pop / R&B.
Rhythm and blues pop. That's not what I would call rhythm and blues pop. Oh, I would call...
I knew this would make you angry.
I would call...
Can't you stop for 1 second and appreciate it?
Well, I'm happy to listen again.
I appreciated your old fogey music.
Did you?
I did.
You actually said that. But go on then, do it again.
No,
play
no.
A bit more
but
of it.
Let me just quickly show you a picture of... Oh, here we go. Dad's got a picture for you. My dad's here in the studio.
Well, look, Jeff? Someone who... No, just a minute. I was going to say, someone who could well be a relation of yours has just shown me... It's your father.
Yeah.
Just shown me a picture of Lizzo. Lizzo looks like she's eaten a crocodile. She is a repulsive looking person.
Oh my God, you are heinous. God, you are cruel.
You don't think that? Do you think Kim Kardashian's a good looking person?
If you're into that sort of thing,
I don't see.
She's had a lot of work done.
Do you think
she's attractive?
What your face?
I think Lizzo's pretty.
Do you think pretty? She's
yes.
pretty ordinary. Do you think Kim Kardashian is a good-looking person?
Yeah.
Overall.
Yeah. But I
so
don't
So you
think
like that
I don't
huge ass of hers, do you?
No.
No, she has gone out of her way to make that a
well,
feature.
Well, if you're talking about her bottom,
that's OTT.
I thought you meant her face.
No, I'm talking about when you say attractive.
That's Lizzo, look.
No, Lizzo, that's right. If you just had to look at Lizzo's head,
but
she is fantastic looking lass.
Yes.
Just pan down a bit and she is grotesque.
Do you have children?
Yes.
What happens if one of your kids
comes like Lizzo?
Yes.
What's the question?
Well, what would you do? If one of them had an issue or something like that, they couldn't lose the weight. They couldn't lose the weight.
She hasn't got an issue. What issues Lizzo got?
Well,
she just likes the groceries.
You're saying she...
she just won't push the groceries back.
What? Well, we don't know.
Well, but
the greatest thing is that regardless of what she looks like, she's a positive influence on people. But you can't comment because you don't know her.
Well, do you know her?
Yes, because I like her music, I follow her. I don't know her personally,
but
I know her agenda and it's good.
So
it's positive.
Well, we're talking about her music and then you said, what do you think of her? And I said, what, as a person or a songwriter?
Well, you're not... No, I meant to
what do you
I
like
meant
about
the song,
that music?
The song. Because the lyrics I find are uplifting.
So just I told you a couple of style councils. I was halfway home, I was half in need, and as the rain came down, I dropped to my knees and I prayed. So what are some of the lyrics of young Lizzo's outing there?
Well, in that particular song, the song's called
Go For It.
Good As Hell.
Yes, go on.
I do my hair tall, check my nails. Baby, how you doing? Feeling good as hell.
So very nice words.
It's like for young girls who
it's
are
like rap.
Who are No, but it's reminding young women to have some sass about you. Don't feel down. Let's get on with this.
Let's get on. Let's get it on.
Let's get it on.
Who sang that? Al Green? No.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Marvin Gaye or Earl Green. But see, I would say rhythm and blues and pop is like Leo Sayer singing You Make Me Feel Like Dancing, which is a great song.
It is a good song.
That to me is rhythm and blues and pop. That to me is crap.
Everybody's entitled to their own opinion.
And isn't this a great thing? An opinion is something that can't be wrong.
I will continue to play you modern day songs.
I'll take them on as you play them. I will give you an honest appraisal of them.
Good, thank you. But as we progress
into... Just play a snatch more of that, please. Just in case I... And hold it up to the microphone. The microphone's up that end, isn't it? Okay, well, probably won't have a different opinion second time round, but that is irrelevant. That is fantastic.
What I would like to continue talking about, seeing as it is part two,
yes.
The question that I ask you at the end, at the end of part one about your facelift,
yep.
Talk
well,
me
I,
through
I,
that.
I said I had a facelift. You said, do I take Botox?
Oh, yeah, but you said yes to that.
Yes, I did.
Mm. Well, at least we have a common ground there.
And you just get in the forehead or forehead?
Well, initially I started in my jaw because I clench my jaw quite badly when I sleep.
Not from taking drugs or anything?
No, I don't do that.
No, that's right. These are just loaded questions which you just, with a straight bat, push back down the pitch.
Mm-hmm. And then I said to my dentist who does my Botox, can you please use the last bit in my forehead?
Yes.
And then I've been doing it ever since.
Yes, so have I been doing it. I don't think there's anything wrong with trying to... keep, if you're on television, keep a reasonable...
How crinkly was your face before you had it yanked back?
Not really. Well, so I didn't specifically go in to a plastic surgeon to have my face altered. I was punched. This is well documented. I was punched at a doorstep of my house and a bloke broke my nose and pushed it over. I won't tell you why, but it doesn't matter. We've discussed this. And... I went in to have the the surgeon put my nose back in between my eyes where it should be. And he said, while you're there, he said, do you want anything else done? This was about 20 years ago. And I said, this is how this started. And I said, like what? And he said, well, we can do this and that. And he said, seeing as I'm going to have to anaesthetise you to get your nose back, do you want the bump taken out of it? Because I'd had it broken playing football. And I said, yeah. I won't tell you how you do that, but it's quite hit it with a mallet and reshape it.
Yep.
And he said, do you want anything else done? And I said, like what? He said, well, we can tighten and push and stretch. And I said, can you? And I thought, what the hell? So I did.
Is there any scars? How do they pull the skin back?
Well, they do it because I have a full head of hair. Mm-hmm. They do it on your scalp, I think, and they do it around your eyes. And
so they pull it back.
Yes, they do, so it's quite a procedure, and it takes a while for it to heal up. So I had it done in between seasons of the footy show. So I finished a year and came back the next year, and they said, "Who's that?" And I said, "It's me." And So I get the shit kicked and piss taken out, and people say, "Oh, you've had Botox and a facelift." And when you cry, your eyes run down the back of your back because they pull and stretch them. So but I've never hidden it. Never hidden it ever.
Maybe you know the answer to this, but the rumour's going around about Warnie having his done. Has he?
Now I know Shane very well. He says he hasn't. He obviously has. A little bit of hair work done because he advertises it on
Advanced Hair.
Advanced Hair, and he is the show piece for that. He says he hasn't had anything done to his face. I know he's into health treatments and tries to periodically goes into very strict and stringent health regimes about weight loss and stuff, but.
Mm.
I've all I have said to Shane, "Have you had any work done?" He said, "No," and that's it. So I don't disbelieve him. I'm not up to me to. It doesn't matter one way or the other. I'm happy to tell people I have. Be silly if you said you hadn't. I say, "You don't look like anything you used to when you play football." So, well, I do look. There's a few differences, and that's why. So it makes, and you haven't delved into having a facelift. You just had the Botox.
Yes.
Yeah. What would you have altered on your person if you?
I wouldn't. I'm too frightened. That it
too
it,
frightened?
Well, I don't feel like anything's that bad.
No. I'm sitting here looking at you, and I'm telling you that is correct.
Mm.
Nothing is that bad. But I was just a was a.
I haven't had any implants, no collagen, no facelift, just the Botox.
Just at this stage.
I don't think I just don't think I would.
Okay. And
because you look, you know the...
Had your teeth capped?
No.
You had your hair, well, your hair...
Oh, I've had some foils in my hair.
Of course, yes, of course.
But no.
All right. And you are a health fanatic? Are you a training...
No, although I did come here in my active wear. Don't ever... assume that because I am wearing active wear that I am in any way, shape or form active.
This is what I say to people. I say I never read health books because I never read books on health because I'd hate to die from a misprint.
you know...
all right. So now I'm still pushing on with your extraordinary advancement in... Someone who was just out there and suddenly has become on just about every reality show that I've ever heard of, and some I haven't. So we didn't get to the jungle thing. We did get to the jungle thing, and they asked you what you disliked about everything, and you said I hate snakes and I hate spiders. Or did you try and be a bit coy and say, "No, I love snakes and spiders, so don't worry about putting snakes around me when I get there."
Stupidly, I didn't think about that. I was very honest in my application when they did ask me questions like that, the forms that you have to fill out, what you do and don't like. And, of course, snakes and heights and creepy crawlies, yep. I'm not a fan of. And as a result, I was buried underground in a coffin.
What?
Yep, and they filled the coffin with 100 snakes.
Did it have a coffin have a lid on it?
Yes. So I had to crawl into a manhole in the ground and then crawl along a underground path.
Well, I'll tell you, that's if ever I'm asked again, that's it. That is...
It's strange what you do for food.
Or money.
Yes.
No, Ash... I'm a person and I reckon 90% of the community can't do this. Go into an MRI, you know, and they slide you into...
Yeah.
And you are...
It's frightening.
And you've got the thing 1 millimetre from your nose and you can't get in or out, even though it's not closed at each end. Mm. I cannot do that.
Really?
I cannot do that. That's claustrophobia in the extreme. If someone put me in a coffin, I, in one heartbeat, would say, "I am a celebrity, get me the fuck out of here."
But if you think about it, you've signed a contract, you know they're not going to kill you.
Oh, no, that's irrelevant.
But you've got to have that in the back of your mind because they're not going to kill you and all you're doing it for is to get food because that's the only way you can get food into camp is by winning it, by doing stupid trials like that.
So if someone said to me, "I've got the car out here, I'm going to get in the boot and I'm going to shut the boot on you just for 5 minutes because... for whatever reason, there's no way.
Yeah, but you wouldn't. But then if a camera crew came over and said, "For $1 million, I'm going to put you in this boot, we're going to film it, and then we're going to put it on television tonight, can you just do it?" You'd say yes.
No, well, I'll tell you what would go through your mind. It wouldn't matter. We
promised to open it up.
No, so that's it. So here's the thing. Someone put you in the boot of a car or put you in a coffin with a lid on it and everything was going great. If things didn't go great and someone rampaged into the enclosure and actually maimed, belted or killed all the people there, or someone lost the key to the boot and then they decide they go to lunch and leave you in there just as a joke, I would go berserk.
No, but they wouldn't.
No, but that's what goes through your mind, isn't it?
Well, no. And yes, but not when you're on the show, because you know when I was crawling down.
It's not a question whether you know or not. It's well, like having a large python. And it probably won't kill you. I could no more have a. I'm petrified of those things. It's not petrified. It's just I could no more have a snake wrap around my body. This is on the Footy Show. Shane Crawford regularly used to throw a rubber snake at me every now and again. And I said, "This is once. This is because it's live." He threw it at me, and I said, "Fuck!" And that got me into a hell of a lot of trouble with the network. And I said, "Well, I'm sorry. That's just a natural reaction." And because it wasn't contrived and it wasn't organised that I was going to say that word, it was just a natural reaction. They let us off. But he used to do it regularly because he knew I was petrified of them. So
maybe the jungle's not for you.
Well, I told that to the bloke who asked me. So then you get down.
I think you'd surprise yourself, though.
So then you get down to what price. Everything has a price, whether it be a little amount of money or a small amount of money. And in the end, you'd be doing it just for the remuneration, wouldn't you?
Well,
did you like the people you fraternised with?
I did like the people, did yes.
You? But you mm-hmm. didn't know you were going to?
No, I didn't. So I took
the
punt.
So you made yourself like them?
Well, no, I didn't socialise with the people in there that I didn't like.
Oh, I see. You were selective. You didn't spread yourself around.
No, I didn't. And I knew when people didn't like me they were talking about me, I just thought, well, that's sad for you. So
I don't want to make this about me, but could you imagine how many people – I would be sitting in a corner on my own for most of that show because people would think I'm a sexist, a racist, a misogynist, homophobic. They'd think I'm xenophobic. They would think anything that ends in ist or obic is what I am. And I would say, you don't know what I am. But
well, then why
would
wouldn't you give people the chance to work you out?
Because why would I be trying to do that?
Because I'm telling you right now, you've got nothing else to do in there except for get to know other people.
Yes, but
you don't do anything in there. It's so boring. Unless you're doing a challenge, you sit around the camp getting to know each other.
And do they try and prod you to – do the producers try and prod you to do things that they think might be clickbait, like to have a relationship with someone or have an argument with someone or take your gear off or –
No, I will say that I'm a Celeb was probably one of the better shows that I've ever worked on in terms of that. The production team never encouraged that sort of behaviour.
No contrived stuff?
No, they make you play games, which in turn, you know, it encourages people to have genuine reactions, mm-hmm. which can be quite good because everybody's different. Some people don't mesh, others do. But for the most part, they're not saying say this and do this like they might on My Kitchen Rules, for example.
Okay, so just before we get on to this led you to another enterprise, a radio show. Before we get on to that, did you find your celebrity status, whether mm-hmm. you think you're have status or not, you have, obviously. Were you then the idol of many people who wanted to take you out, men or women, just wanted to be, wanted to scoop you up and be your boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever?
Well, I would have to say it is incredibly lonely in this industry. And
being a celebrity?
Well, I wouldn't say that. I mean, I am known to people.
No, you don't have to apologise for you are a celebrity. There's no getting away from it, whether you want to or not. You're a celebrity.
I feel like your life is different, and I'm not Nicole Kidman or Angelina Jolie. No, and
it's all relative,
it's incomparable.
Though.
But in Australia, the industry is different.
Yes.
But what I will say is that I have increasingly, now that I am in radio and I wake up at 4 in the morning and I'm confined to a box. The hours are difficult, but the whole process of being in the industry can be lonely, and often people stop reaching out to you because they think that you're so popular.
And you're so aloof.
But as a matter of fact, you are only popular on social media and all of that sort of stuff. People aren't lining up down the road to, go to lunch with you necessarily.
So we had Fiona Byrne on here, who is a gossip columnist.
I know Fiona Byrne.
A very nice lass. And we got on to celebrities and who she picks out. And she said, we go for the A-listers. I said, am I an A-lister? She said, you used to be, but you're a B-minus lister now. And I thought, good on you. So you're an A-lister. Do you get asked?
I'm not an A-lister.
But you don't
because
decide
even
that.
Someone like Fiona Byrne, when I had my brand new television show come to Channel 10,
yes,
she refused to write an article about me.
I'm not saying this about Fiona because she's a very nice person. I've got
just saying that in case she writes something.
No,
about
she's.
You.
I said you write written shit about me, Fiona. She said, "Well, I don't think I have, but I don't care if people write shit about me. I'll give them shit back." But she might, and I'm not saying this directly about her, but indirectly, she might not give you coverage because you're on a network that her paper is not part of. Like Channel 7 and the Herald Sun might want to only promote their shows and not give too much. I think that's probably a very weak argument why she wouldn't have done that. But the producers and the editors of that paper might direct all the hype away from shows that are in competition against shows that are in their stable.
I've never thought about that, but potentially.
You are assuming that there's no corruption and there's no political bias in anything that goes on
no,
in the world.
I've never made that assumption. I've just never thought about it.
Doesn't really worry me, but it is. There's always an ulterior motive for people doing things.
Yeah. Oh, always. Totally.
So we came back from the jungle and did you get voted off or what happened?
So there were 12 of us, 13, and I was fourth or fifth voted out. I made it to the end. So there was five of us left, I think. And then I was the fifth to go.
You got to ring in and vote for someone, don't you? Did you find the same person rang in 5,000 times?
I wouldn't know who called in.
No, but is that how it works?
I think you call in to save the person. You call in to save the person. But the greatest thing about it is that as each person calls in to save whoever, all of the money that goes from the phone calls goes to the charities.
Can they ring in and say, I want to register the fact that I do not want this person on and could you get him or her off?
I'm sure they do.
But oh, is that
I
how it works?
No.
Is that counted as a phone call?
I don't even know.
All right.
I never thought about it. Oh.
No, but I'm just wondering how it all works.
Well, people call in to say, they call in to say, I want Miguel to go into this challenge.
Miguel.
And so Miguel's a chef who's on the current I'm a Celebrity.
That's not Rick Stein.
No, he's another chef. He's on the Living Room. Do you know the Living Room?
Please. You've mentioned 40 things today I've never heard of. This is probably why it's a great chat because I'm learning a whole new different world.
The Living Room is
you're looking at me as though I'm a, which people say I'm a dinosaur. Or a Luddite. Do you know what a Luddite is?
No, what's that?
Luddite is a person
who lives under a rock?
No, it can be a rock, have as much intelligence. A Luddite is someone in olden days in England who didn't want mechanisation to come into factories to help make things. They just wanted to do it themselves. They didn't like progress. A Luddite. Jack's looking up Luddite.
Do you think that you are?
Pardon?
Do you think you are?
Of course I'm not, but I play the game. I mean, I'm very happy.
Do you think that game gets boring?
Probably, but it probably does. But that's who you are. I'm probably boring. So back you came with your tail between your legs for the third thing you failed in.
Yep.
But you keep getting bigger and bigger the more you fail.
Well, then off the back of the I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, I was offered my own radio show.
And it just keeps getting bigger. The worse you go, the better you get. So it's fantastic. No, you think I'm joking. I'm not saying you're a failure, but this is fantastic. So then they said, well, you better get on radio because you fucked up the gnocchi. You lost your dance steps. You couldn't remember the moves. You put your head in a coffin and... fucking something else.
Had the snakes, yeah.
Yeah, had the snakes. And back we come and they said, bang, you better get on radio.
Mm-hmm.
So here you are.
I auditioned to get on radio. You've got to do a demo first.
Oh, well, how did you audition? Did you see someone else's phone number or
no, so
raid their locker room or open their briefcase when they weren't looking to see who you speak to?
The people at Southern Crosses Stereo.
Yeah.
In fact, I said to my manager, I need to do demos.
So Chris did it?
I said, put me in touch with the right person.
Oh.
And then I called
pretty
that person.
Pretty pushy you are, Ash. I like it. You're pretty pushy.
I guess I'm impatient and I like things.
That's what that was the word you said, impatient. I said, I'm honest. You said, I'm honest and I'm impatient. And I said, well, that's exactly what I am. But you think that's a deleterious thing for me, but you think it's an asset for you.
No, I think it's a great thing. But you need to even it out with some so vulnerability.
So you got your gig on the radio, yeah?
No, I got it myself.
Go on then.
So I kept contacting these people and hassling them all the time. Let me do a demo. So I demoed a few various different regions around Australia, and then
demoed.
Did an audition, like an on-air audition.
Give us
with another...
Just say I'm the auditioner. Go on. I'm listening to your audition. What did you say? And well, here's Ash Goddard.
Pollard.
Well, just testing. Here's Ash. I know your daddy's standing by me. Here's Ash Pollard.
Well, we just talk about something topical, whatever's happening.
Well, what's topical? Come on.
I can't talk to you about it because you're a... Luddite.
No, on the contrary, talk to me about climate change or...
Oh, I don't want to talk to you about that. My dad's
right,
in
well
the room.
Talk to me about transgender men in women's sport.
No, I don't want to talk about this crazy stuff.
All right, we'll talk about road traffic.
This isn't 3AW.
That's exactly my question.
Well, I'm
what
on a young... younger radio station.
Thank
so
you,
we have to
Ash.
Talk about this things that pertain to that age
okay,
group.
Okay, that's exactly what I'm asking you. So you thought of some topical topics, which is redundant, one of those words, some topics that you thought a younger demographic would be interested in on Hit FM?
Hit FM, mm-hmm.
Go on, what's its number?
101.3
Hit FM.
It's a Hit. Station in New South Wales.
Yeah.
So we did. We chatted about we chatted about some personal things.
Come on.
I can't remember. I've done so many demos.
Well, so what are young people interested in that you'd be chatting to them on Hit FM as opposed to me chatting to them about climate change or transgender
sport?
Okay,
here's one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday on my radio station,
yep.
My co-host and I talked
co-host.
About...
Co-host?
Yes.
Not the Sheila... Not Sheila. Not the lass that gave up the law degree to go do cooking.
This is a guy. His name's Daniel Gaund. So my co-host and I discussed a news article that had been released about whether or not it was myth that men can taste things... through their balls.
Holy so, Jesus. Men can taste things through their plums.
So we got a cup that
well,
you would
no
put
wonder
your
you weren't interested in climate
in,
change.
And we poured some soy sauce into the cup. My co-host pulled his pants down and dipped his nuts into the cup. And so we tested it live on air. Could you taste the soy sauce through your balls?
You weren't part of tasting the soy sauce on his agates, were you?
Oh, no, no.
No, his was just he was doing it on his own.
Mm.
My word. And what was the outcome of that?
The outcome is no, you can't.
Would you like to try it here now with me?
I've tried and tested, let me tell you.
My balls are down near my ankles, so if you could just climb under the table and
say.
Just put, put soy sauce on my agates, which are down actually near my ankles at the minute. No wonder you weren't interested in climate change or anything like that.
No, I certainly am, but I'm sure that
and
we both
have
different
views. And
did
you have a lot in you open the lines, people ring in?
No, we didn't ask for callers on that one. It was just merely an in-studio tester. But
so you was the I'm interested in this now. You got me. So you're sitting there, and Daniel is it?
Daniel. Mm-hmm, Daniel.
Daniel. He said they brought in a bowl of soy sauce, and he removed his underwear, and he dropped his agates into the soy sauce while you're looking at this.
Well, I'm not watching. I'm
you weren't watching.
Not his privates. No. I don't want to look at that.
You turned away when he dropped them in, were you?
Yep.
I see. Do you think he could have smoked a cigarette through the end of his dick? Why don't you try that one day and then blow it out through his mouth?
Stop it. This is not the footy show.
Stop it. You started it. You said that your partner on air dropped his agates into a bowl
of... We were merely just trying to find out whether or not it was true. And, you know, what better way to than
what better
do it
way?
Live on air?
Lucky it's just radio.
That's right.
So, no wonder you've got a younger demographic if that's the stuff they like.
That's right. And we listen to music like Lizzo as well.
Let me see if I can get that on my radio, 101.3.
You could get it on the podcast app.
I'm a new listener, I can tell you now. What's your next test that you're going to do?
On radio or just in general?
Oh, no. Could you drink a cup of your own urine?
No, thanks. I won't be doing any of that.
Okay, well done. So that's going well?
That is going well. I'm in my up to my third year now, so they've asked me to sign on for another 2 years. The show is in New South Wales, which on the Central Coast, so it is a regional radio station.
And did it go around? You might get picked up by...
My goal is to get to Metro.
Yeah.
In Melbourne.
Well, I'm sure you will. If you've got this far by all the other things you've done, I'm sure you'll get there into Metro, because you'll find someone's phone number and give them a ring and hound them until they relent. You think I'm taking the piss out of you? I'm not. I sort of am, but I'm not. So I know Kyle and Jackie are on 50 mil for 8 years. What does 101.3, just a small amount of remuneration there just to cover the expenses and the incremental increases of living?
I'm able to be reasonably comfortable now, and I'm 34 and I don't own a house or anything like that, but it's taken me...
You'll probably be given one soon.
I wish.
And are you married or...?
No, I have a boyfriend.
Yeah?
I have commitment issues.
Has he just embraced you since you've become famous, or have you known him before all this took place?
No, I met him after I came out of the jungle.
Don't tell me he was on the jungle with you.
No, he's not famous.
So you came out and he saw you at a gig or a party and he said, "You're this girl, woman..."
No, he didn't know who I was. And I met him at my girlfriend's 30th. So it was, it was pretty good.
Fantastic.
I don't even think he knows what I do, really.
Well, I should meet him one day.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
Well, that's why I should meet him. We're both good guys. Hey, listen, now this is fantastic. I don't know if you want to ask me anything, not about me, but because this is a two-way thing. But I've been fascinated by this. I honestly have. You very rarely meet people who are on all those things and have done it themselves, and whether they're pushy or not or proactive. I'm exactly the opposite. I would never do any of that stuff. I would just hope people would ask me, and if they didn't, I'd think, oh, shit, they weren't interested. I would never, but I have learned something today. In this new millennium, the millennials, in the 21st century, they just go for it, and there's no such thing as being on the back foot. You go for it. I was just not brought up like that, and I think it's fantastic.
Well, thank you for the lovely comments.
And you've got the athlete, what's that? I should know what that is. Baseball hat you got on.
Yeah.
What's the A? Is the
is it the Angels?
I don't think it is. Is it
Los Angeles Angels?
Oh, probably is. You were given that at one of your gigs.
No, I bought it.
You did. Yeah. Be one of the only things you've bought in a long time, I'd reckon. I haven't been given most things.
No.
Anyhow, you're a star. And
I have many questions I would like to ask you. However, I'm not going to ask you on this episode. I'd like to do another episode where potentially I run it.
Well, you hardly say I've run this. I've given you equal standing here. You could ask me anything you like, but I take that as an invitation. I'd be very happy to do it. So, Ash Goddard.
Pollard.
Thank you. I said it purposely.
You better get it right.
No, Ash Pollard, I know. I asked your dad. Once, was he the Pollard from the Tennis Australia? He said no. He said, "You've already asked me that, Sam, when I met you." 18 months ago. I said, no, it's the way I'm traveling. Yeah. Ash Pollard, you're a star, and I really appreciate you coming on. What do we call this? We call just call this a chat with Sam or something
I
like that.
I think so.
So play some music as we go out.
Oh.
Or else I'll play you some. Don't worry. The assistant here's gone. Oh, as if you're going to be ill. I'm gonna play you this if I can find it. This is how.
What is it?
No, I like this. I like this song. I like this song. If I can, go on, keep going.
Well, I was going to play you something.
Go on. I want you to.
Okay. Are you ready?
Of course, I'm ready.
All right.
All right.
Let's end it on this one.
Right, I'm waiting. No, it's all right. Oh, yes. Now I'll tell you who this is. Is this Oh, Tom Jones. Now I see. Now that's good music.
Here we go.
A sex bomb.
Mm-hmm.
And he sang the great theme song out of one of the Bond movies. Not Thunderball, he sang whatever. Now that is good music.
Here we go.
So there we are. So you can give that woman the other Lizzie or Lizard or Lizardette or whatever her name was, give her the flick and leave.
It's been a pleasure, Sam. Thanks for having me.